I think there was a lot of offense, you know, trading chances, and there wasn't a ton of defense out there compared to how we played in the second and third, and that's the defense we usually have. And you know, unfortunately, I couldn't make a big save in the first period. I felt really good, just like I did before every game, and I couldn't get to the post to post. Usually, we don't give up those chances that frequent, but wish I could have made a big save.
What do you do to put this game behind you and look for tomorrow?
It's a good opportunity because we play tomorrow, so we're just gonna go home, you know, fall asleep at the ice tomorrow morning, and then be back at it. So it's great that we don't play 5 days from now or 4 days from now. It's hopefully come up with a great effort tonight and grab with this game.
You can't feel like you played all that poorly though. I mean, they were getting some chances and you were making saves, but as you said, you can't come up with everything. You were put in a pretty tough spot.
I think it might cost this season pretty good to set the playoffs, and I'm going to have to put this one behind me. And you know, there's going to be games where the chances, the bounces don't go your way. And I remember there's games early on in their series where, you know, 44 got shut out and could have been 3 or 4 goals in, but the bounces went my way, and unfortunately tonight they didn't. And any goaltender knows that, you know, it's the way it goes sometimes, and you just gotta try to put it in the past, and hopefully we come out with a great effort tomorrow night.
Yeah. So there's looked like a faster team than Wilkes-Barre did, a lot more offensively minded. Did you get that vibe from the crew?
I think I knew they've done really well against tons of great goaltending, Zakov, you know, Enroth, and Legio. It's a really talented hockey team we're playing against right now, and they know where each other are on the ice. You know, they're not looking before the pass. They're just passing and knowing that's where the guy is. You know, we're playing in conference finals against a great team. That's what you expect in the conference finals.
It seemed like they were doing a pretty good job of creating traffic in front of you. The defense kind of had to deal with people coming out.
Yeah, you know, they were. So they know where each other were, and you know, they didn't have to look to make the pass. Like, they just make that pass instantly, and you know, a lot of players are definitely comfortable playing with each other, but that's what you expect of a team that beat out two great hockey teams, and we got a talent up front.